Hi, friend. I'm Ashmi Fernandez, and I'm here to show you how to make marketing fun by just being you and showing up unapologetically for your people. This is the No Farting Around Show, so let's do just that and get to it. All right, we are back for another Astrology Human Design Breakdown, the behind the scenes series. I'm really excited. This is our third one. So if you've not listened to the other ones, you can pause this and go listen to those episodes. They'll be really fun. I have Rachel here with me again. And so we're going to make this one quick, fast, and in a hurry because I have all of maybe 20 minutes to
let's get these done.
So we're going to be really quick. Okay, so we're not going to read the answers to the questions. We are just going to go right in, and we are doing Shailene today. So Shailene, if you're listening, yay, we are going to do you. Do you want to start, Rachel?
Okay, you start because this is literally, I just saw this chart for the first time in my whole entire life. Let me get my grounding. Hold on.
Yeah, me too, though. Like I just pulled it up before
we jumped on our call. Okay.
Yeah, and I saw that she had interception. So I was like, oh, okay.
Oh, yeah.
I'll start off by saying this. You are a Capricorn rising and a Aries moon, like always. I feel like I attract so many Aries moons. And you are a Virgo sun. So I will say this too. I know Shailene. I've met her in person. I do not know what she does business-wise. I want to say she's a life coach. That's what I want to say. But we'll look at the answers when we're done. But right off the bat, Shailene, I'm going to go like a little bit expert level here for just a second, because I don't see many astrologers talk about this. And then when I started learning about it, I was like, oh my God, why is no one talking about it? This is so amazing. But you basically have what we call interceptions. And interceptions means, like, in your housing system, you have 12 houses. Having an intercepted chart means that in some houses, the house is only one sign, like it's in the house of with the one sign, or on the flip side, having an intercepted sign means that there is a sign sandwiched in the middle of two other signs in a house. So for you, for example, your second house has an intercepted sign. Your second house starts in Aquarius, Pisces is sandwiched in the middle, and then it ends in Aries. Okay, so what the world does this mean? When that happens, you have a very difficult time accessing the positive aspects of the Pisces, of the sign that's sandwiched in between, because it is sandwiched in between the house. So there's a lot of different energies going on in that house. The way that it can manifest is that you will portray the negative aspects of that sign, and essentially the environment, your environment, the outside world, doesn't really equip you to be able to experience the positive sides of that sign. Now, we'll get into that more. I want to start with your rising, go to your sun, go to your moon, all of that. I'll come back to this. But that is something that is really going to affect you, and probably why you might have gone down the astrology or human design rabbit hole and be like, oh, this doesn't really resonate with me, because these energies are basically, quote unquote, blocked. It's almost like if you walk into a bedroom, that energy is the closet. You have to walk through the bedroom first in order to get to the closet, versus everyone else that's not intercepted. It's like you walk into the bedroom and there's the bedroom. Okay. So we're going to start first with Capricorn rising. Capricorn rising on your ascendant. So this, and Aquarius is also in here. So this could be a Capricorn rising. I'm a Capricorn stellium, Capricorn sun. Capricorn is a very grounded sign. You can see yourself a little bit more on the quote unquote masculine or strategical side. Not to say that like you lack femininity by any means, but you really do see yourself as someone who values structure. They value foundation. You could be very much quote unquote a hard worker. Like you're very passionate about what you do, and you could work all day, every day, if you love what you're doing. You do have Neptune and Uranus there, which can throw in a little bit more. I want to say, what do you want to say? Like Delulu energy is what I want to say.
Yeah, Delulu but also I feel energy. Like your life is just like probably going to be flavored with just like more change and like unexpected events than like your Capricorn rising would like ideally.
Yes.
You would probably
especially
lean
with that Pisces being intersected and Saturn in her Pisces. Woo.
Yes.
Ooh. Okay. We can get into
yeah.
it. This is a Shailene, like this is a, your energies in this chart feels very conflicting. There's a lot of conflicting between, what's the word I want to use? Almost escapism. You might, I know that's the word that came to me. You might have a lot of escapism tendencies because you just feel utterly confused about the direction you maybe want to go in your life, maybe feel utterly confused about what you're doing. I feel a lot of misunderstood energy here. I don't know if you're feeling that too,
Yeah,
Rachel. That's
I'm
what I'm
actually
feeling.
looking at this is like not really something that we look at a ton right away in a very obviously like Mars
Yeah.
is a very important like personal planet. But for some reason, I'm drawn to that right now, looking at Mars in Cancer in your sixth house. This feels like you were saying, Ashley, that just like kind of escapism type of approach to maybe even life and work. Chances are, especially with Mars in Cancer, I feel like just like in how you take action. And for you, Shailene, like this might feel like it's really difficult to like get motivated and stay motivated on like
Yeah.
one main topic, right? Like you said, and I think that for, can you actually zoom out here? Let me fix my
Yeah.
screen. See the
Yeah.
top. Oh, perfect. There we go. And so like career-wise, again, like we have no idea what you actually do, but I'm guessing that even with your ascendant, you're rising in Capricorn with your descendant, the start of that seventh house too in Cancer, I'm guessing you are very much, even in relationships and in your work, it's you probably tend to, like Ashley said, lean towards your masculine, lean towards that kind of like power position. Like I wear the pants in the relationship. However, you give the medicine that you need the most. And so I think that I'm guessing that you probably do something in the realm of that is extremely nurturing, extremely, yeah, probably a lot of work that you are able to utilize your intuition and your emotions at the same time, being a person that needs that too, because there's a lot of strategy. And with your sun being in Virgo, although intercepted, interestingly enough,
yeah.
it's like deep down, you have this firm foundation, you have this strategy, a strategical lens, a very practical, grounded lens. But I'm wondering if that was either like pushed down in your childhood or just not encouraged, or maybe you had a kind of tumultuous like childhood or upbringing where like it was like you found safety through planning. So it's almost a trauma response, if you will. Whereas now it's like allowing yourself to be supported in your relationships, allowing yourself to be supported in behind the scenes in your business, like not being the one to do it all, to plan it, all of that stuff, and also giving that gift to your clients in whatever capacity you work with them in. I know that's so vague, but there's only so much like depth we
Yeah.
can go into in this time. But that's something
Yeah.
I'm like really noticing, like giving the medicine that you need is like giving the caretaking that you probably also need to learn how to receive that
Yeah.
care.
You also have a lot of planets in your 10th house of career. Your Jupiter is there, but your 11th and 12th house is what's drawing me because that's also intercepted. So having an intercepted house, so this is the intercepted house, means that your 11th house and your 12th house both start in Sagittarius. So this is showing me that like you are really powerful in groups. Like you have a very, yeah, like a very, I call it group power is probably what I would call it, meaning that I think in your career, you are going to get very far when you are in, you're maybe facilitating groups or you're doing something in a group setting. That's what's coming to me with that because it's intercepted. And then across from it, your fifth house is intercepted in Gemini. So your fifth house starts with Gemini and your sixth house starts with Gemini. And this is, and there's no planets in your fifth house. as well as no planets in your seventh house. This is pure energy. Gemini is the professor. So to me, this looks like almost sharing your knowledge. And I could even see you working with like inner child healing or with children in general, because the fifth house does rule children, but being like a creative powerhouse in a way. But I think where what you're going to need to do is bring that knowledge, creativity into your work. Like you teachers coming to me versus like coach, like teacher vibes. And then I'm going to jump right up to Rachel already talked about having that sun in Virgo at 0 degrees, which is a critical degree, but it's also in the eighth house of other people's resources and it's intercepted. This to me just screams to extremes of either going, being super overcritical, tons of mental confusion, especially being noticed and recognized by others for your knowledge and creativity, going back down to that fifth house. And your Mercury is there also intercepted. So I feel like you have a lot misunderstanding with your words, or you over-criticize yourself so much. You can either over-criticize others and what they're doing and what they're saying, or you are over-criticizing yourself and lots of mental confusion, or you are so afraid of being criticized yourself that you might have a really hard time showing up and sharing your knowledge, sharing your creativity, because you are just so afraid that you are going to be made wrong for using your voice or being criticized, especially with Chiron, the wounded healer, right next to your Mercury and your sun. Really potent energy. And then I'm going to flip back down to your moon being in Aries. This Aries moon is the go-getter. Like it's the starter, the innovator. It really wants to go out. You feel very emotionally fulfilled when you are starting things and doing things. However, it's in your second house and that second house is intercepted with your Saturn in the Pisces. And the Pisces is ruled by Neptune and Neptune's in your first house. Neptune rules both fear and faith. So it could literally be like you really wanting to start new things, but then also like deathly afraid of starting them. It's this push and pull between having faith that things will work out and then also having an overabundance of fear that they're not going to work out. And then of course the eighth house is across from that where your luminary is, where your sun is in the Virgo. So that also screams the criticism side and perfectionistic tendencies.
I would be willing to put money on the fact, like if Shailene, if you do something, again, I'm going into this blind. I don't know what you do at all, but I would be willing to bet that that's literally what she does. She probably helps people overcome perfectionism and their inner critic and probably helps them balance that harmony of masculine and feminine too, because the last thing I'll say, and then we could go deeper.
We'll go to human design. Yeah.
Yeah. But the last thing I'll say about that is that because the Capricorn is the rising and it is, so your chart ruler is Saturn. And so everything is flavored with this stern father figure energy of, are you sure? Go back and check, like better make sure, just like this intense, like masculine focused energy. But then she has a grand trine in a water trine. So she, like, her theme is like water, intuition, femininity, flow, like in, and so it's, yeah, trining with her Scorpio, her Pisces and Cancer too. So it's literally the exact definition of like push pull, masculine and feminine. Yeah. Leaning into that more, I think, is what she's being called to do.
Yeah.
That was it about that.
Yeah. Yeah. I'll say, of course, we haven't even really been like, oh, messaging, ideal client.
Yeah.
And creating content. For me, Shailene, when it comes to creating content for your offers, I see, again, you even talking about that push-pull side. I literally could see you writing a piece of content, speaking to your ideal client, being like, you really want to go out and do the thing, but then you're also scared shitless to do the thing. You really want to, and blah, blah, blah. And again, don't say want subconsciously, but it's literally creating content, talking about the back and forth push-pull energy that your people are also feeling, because I bet they are feeling that, which is why they're looking to you and being like, wow, she navigates this so well. I'll also say too, the last thing I'll say, then we'll go to human design because I have 5 minutes left. You're with that Virgo being intercepted and having your Mercury there, which rules your subconscious mind and your language. And obviously we're talking about it within content. This screams to me asking lots of questions, like deep probing, very detailed questions, because I feel that maybe for you, especially with your sun there and it being in Virgo, Mercury, and your Chiron, and in the eighth house, is that you feel like you have a lot of questions here with it being intercepted, but nobody has the answer to your questions. That's what it literally feels like to me. So I can see you going out and asking your clients or in your content, asking really hard questions that like stop people in their tracks that they might even not have an answer to, but they have to like think about it for days of like, what would my answer be? It's like stumping questions to me. I don't know why that's coming up, but I feel like you are probably really good at asking questions that people might not have the
answer
to.
That's how people will see
right
her
away.
Though too, with the MC.
Yeah.
In Scorpio too. It's like just probe yes. the depths and like you will be rewarded with that Jupiter there.
Yeah. And your north node is there.
Yeah,
man.
Pluto.
Okay. And Pluto. Yeah. Okay. Let's go to human design. You are a manifesting generator. You have open head, defined ajna, defined throat, defined G center. Defined sacral, defined spleen, defined emotional center, and defined ego center. You have one open center, which is your head, which makes sense with it being Virgo. I don't know why. Literally, I feel like that Virgo energy being intercepted in the Pisces is, again, lots of questions, getting in your head a lot. You are a emotional authority. So emotions, especially with that Aries moon ruling emotions in your second house, this is giving me probably really fighting against your emotions in a way. But you're going to grow when you lean into them, when you are actually, because that Capricorn rising probably tends to ignore emotions. You're probably like, nope, emotions are just getting in the way. But you are meant to feel your emotions and make decisions when you are emotionally calm and when you have allowed yourself to ride the emotional wave. You don't have this. I had another client who had the incarnation cross of the sleeping phoenix, and you're a 1-3 profile. That matches so perfect with that fifth house that I was talking about, your fifth and your sixth house.
Yes.
The first profile is gathering all the information. So you are really good, like really smart. You love the details, the foundational things. You love to gather information. And then the three is going out and experimenting with it. I think that also goes right back to the asking the hard questions that I talked about, as well as showing both sides, like that push-pull energy in your content. I don't know why this is coming to me, but it's coming to me, so I'm going to say it. I feel like you probably right now have a tendency to be super inspirational and raw in your content. And I say that in a very loving way, but that is not your ideal clients speak. Like, your ideal clients want to see the depth and the shitty side of things. They want you to be able to talk about that push-pull energy versus being very inspirational and very like, you are enough type thing. Again, I don't really read your content, but that's just what's coming to me, because that 1-3 is here to gather the information and then go out and experiment with it. And experimentation requires thought shifting perspective, right? I don't know why that was coming to me, but that came to me, especially with you being an emotional authority, creating content that is able to shift perspective after you've calmed down emotionally is going to be really beneficial for you. Okay. Anything you want to say, Rachel?
I just had this random thought. I could see, this is completely offhand, and I don't know if this, I could totally see, just based on what I see here, all of the definition and in her natal chart too, either for fun or on the side, or maybe it was a career or she could explore this career. I could literally see her being a travel guide for large groups of people and like deep dive, going to really new, cool places and just like exploring and learning new things and just seeing where they end up and just being very inquisitive and meeting new people, especially with all of that 11th house energy and Sagittarius. And I don't know, all the definition, like I'd have this like vision. I don't even know what she looks like, but I have this vision of her leading groups and all the people that want to travel, but are scared to plan things and don't know what to do or how to do it. Or she That would be so fun. Okay, that was totally random, but I think that is coming to me.
Well,
To share
it's
that.
on point because she has all of these centers defined. And when you have all these centers defined, you have consistent energy to pour into groups. Like, you're not going to feel depleted. So Shailene, group energy, groups are perfect for you.
Retreats. Manny Gen energy is.
That's exactly what I was going to say.
Retreats. Variety.
And guiding.
Yes.
Some type of workshop or something in a group of women. I would say women is 100% something you're going to gravitate towards, with that being in that seventh house being in Cancer. Mm-hmm. But yeah, very deep transformational retreats, one-on-one. Not that you can't do one-on-one by any means, but I think that if you were to do something one-on-one, you might be a little too overpowering for them. Because they're going to be stealing basically all of your energy in these defined centers.
I was just gonna say, I think it would be draining.
Yeah, it would be almost like, I would almost feel that you might fall into resentment, because I think that if you worked one-on-one, that person is really going to mimic you and try to be a version of you. And then it's going to trigger you, because especially with that second house and that eighth house intercepted, you don't have consistent energy there with that Pisces kind of flowy type energy. So it's going to be triggering for you. Not to say that you can't do one-on-one, like, not saying that at all, but just saying you are going to be way more emotionally fulfilled and fired up and amazing if you're doing some type of group, large group too. Like, I think large groups are going to be very beneficial for you. Okay. So let's read the answers to the questions that we asked. Hold on. Let me go to, here we go. Okay. So we asked, please tell us a little bit more about your business offers, ideal clients, so we can make this read as soon as possible. And then she put CMMMP, which is a certification, like a life coaching type certification from her mentor. And it says, I'll be launching my first program this year, teaching MM 2.0, which is mind. And then my ideal client is someone that needs help reconnecting to their body, a soul that is ready to come here. And then I asked questions. What?
A soul that's ready to come home.
That changes the meaning, doesn't it? So anyways, yeah. And then it says, I want to type a bunch of stuff, but I trust that whatever downloads you get from my chart are all that I need to hear. Yeah. So yeah. So it's, I guess this can stay pretty vague too, because there really is no super clarity on an offer, ideal client, or whatever, since she'll be launching her first program after her certification. But see that helping your ideal client can reconnect to their body.
Well, yeah. And okay, we're not looking at the natal charts right now, and we talked about so many things already, but I'm fairly certain she has an Aries moon, right?
Aries moon in the second house. Yep.
Yeah. So super interesting. Obviously, like, the second house, even though there's that interception there, the second house rules your own worthiness as well. And
value,
like, even your own possessions and wealth and inner wealth and all of that. And Aries also rules the physical body. And also with that sixth house, I can't remember now. Was the sixth house in Scorpio? No, where was the sixth house? I'm forgetting now.
Sixth house is Gemini.
Starts in Gemini. Yeah, fascinating. I have a feeling there's going to be a lot of, whether that's her going to be her offer or not, a lot of education and knowledge, like teaching about the body, about the soul, uh-huh, about the mind, like about the mind-body connection, about emotional intelligence and knowing yourself, and just, yeah, super fascinating. I could see that for sure. And then obviously a lot of that polarity of the mind and the body and your emotions, that is very masculine and feminine, right? Like, what's on this, like, earthly plane, like, very grounded in that Capricorn and Virgo energy,
yeah,
how it manifests, how your mind and your thoughts and your beliefs and your emotions, which is all of that watery energy, all of that, and her ideal clients, at least in that seventh house in Cancer, would really resonate with that probably, because chances are they have a harder time getting into their body and, like, actually, like, very emotional beings, but maybe having a harder time, like, actually grounding, I think, with that water energy. And so she could probably bring a lot of that grounding energy to them. Again, whether or not that's the offer that ends up working with, there is some alignment with that too.
Yeah, I would say to looking at her fourth house, she has Earth in her fourth house, which really
Yes.
does rule the fourth. It
Yes.
rules home. And our bodies are the physical representation of like our home on Earth, right? Like our bodies are our
Absolutely.
home. And she
I mean,
has
like peace and
her.
comfort and stability in your own body.
Yeah, isn't that's really fascinating. Super cool. Was there anything else I wanted to say? I
Crap,
had something.
we read a chart like just this last week where she literally was had Taurus in her fourth house. She was a Capricorn rising. And didn't she have a Virgo something? There's so many similarities here. An Aries
Yeah.
moon.
Aries moon. I attract the Aries moons. I feel like I am either around an Aries moon, an Aries sun, or Aries rising, I swear, or usually Cancer risings. I attract a ton of Cancer risings. But that's funny because Cancer is my, what was I
MC.
saying? Cancer is my
Cancer
MC boy. I cannot speak.
is your MC.
Yeah. And then she's
I
got,
got
yeah, and
you.
she's got the Scorpio. Yeah, you got me. I'm like, oh, do I know my own chart? But yeah, and then I also have that Capricorn stellium. So I even out the energies really, really on the Capricorn sun. But yeah, we did read a chart very similar. But I do say, Shailene, that is right on the money, helping them connect to their body. But as I think as far as messaging or content, even getting clearer as to what does that tangibly look like, because I don't really foresee anybody going around and be like, I really need to reconnect with my body. I don't know anyone else who would be like, oh, you know, that's all I'm saying is that when you go out and they're looking
Oh,
for,
yeah, for
yeah,
sure.
like an offer, they'd be like, no one's out there being like, I really just want to reconnect with my body. That might be the solution, right? That might be the solution, like the answer to their problem, but their problem is not, I'm not connected
That
to
they're
my body.
disconnected,
Yeah,
yes.
that they're disconnected to their body. But I do think, like, even using terms around home, like peace, comfort, all of that, because you do have all of that earth energy as well. Okay. That's it. Oh my gosh, I'm 2 minutes over my time. I was like, I have to leave. It's exactly this time. Over my time. That's fine. We will make a mad dash. I hope you found this enjoyable. And again, anyone who's listening, if you want to go deeper with this to where we actually talk about go into specific topics you can talk about in your content so that like you're able to create content that does the selling for you because it's speaking exactly to your ideal client, portraying exactly who you are and what you do. And also going into your offer structure, because like we said, if she had come to us and she had a one-on-one offer, I'd probably have been like, let's scratch this one-on-one offer and do something with a group. You're going to be a lot more fulfilled that way. So yeah, going into specifics of your ideal client, your offer, creating content that speaks to that ideal client and does the selling for you, as well as topics you can talk about, your business energy, how you need to work on a day-to-day, all of that really amazing stuff, how you make decisions. All those things. I do this in my Astro messaging map PDF, and you can check that out via the link below. But I hope this was helpful for anyone listening, and
Same.
we'll catch you on the next episode. Bye.
Bye.
Well, friend, it's been an absolute blast making a big stink with you. If you find yourself gasping for more, then check out my resources page linked below. Cheers to creating messaging as powerful as you and the work that you do, and I'll see you in the next episode.